Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So I came across an article in my broadband that said the Automobile Association of South Africa, the AA, has raised concern over beggars, car guards and street vendors in Gauteng taking on themselves to regulate the traffic at busy intersections during load shedding. I was surprised by this article because if there's one thing that makes people happy, and I get these videos all the time. I get videos, I get pictures. People send them to me of homeless people, car guards, street vendors, for no reason at all, other than they seem to just want to help out, getting involved and assisting at some intersections. And it warms people's hearts. It makes them happy. It certainly does seem to do a little bit of good, and they even seem to do a reasonable job of it. The AA, however, is concerned about it, which is what I wanted to chat to them about. Leighton Beard is the AA spokesperson. Leighton, good morning. Thanks for joining us. What am I missing?
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue for us, Howard, really, is the fact that, these are not trained individuals. They haven't been trained in how to direct traffic. And our concern is that there is going to be an issue at an intersection where these people are directing traffic. And at some point, that incident is maybe going to be serious. And the question then arises, where is the, where is the legal recourse? But I think the bigger problem for us, Howard, is that this is symbolic of the fact that Metro Police Departments and Metro Police traffic law enforcers are nowhere to be seen. And this is their duty. This is their job. And it should not be left in the hands of a private citizen, especially one who isn't trained.
Right. So is it possible to give them some training?
Certainly, if we could train them to be traffic law enforcers, or, there's the alternative of getting private pointsmen to train them. So, yes, there is that possibility of having that done. I think the point we made was that until that is done, these are not qualified people to be directing traffic. That is the concern for us.
Right. So let's just talk about that for a minute. What kind of, do we have any understanding of what kind of a job they actually are doing? Because as I say, I often get these comments and videos and pictures of people saying, wow, they're doing such a fantastic job. They're really helping out.
Yeah. Look, I think by and large, the feedback is quite positive. People are very happy that they are directing traffic and that traffic is flowing and that, things seem to be moving forward normally. Unfortunately, Howard, this is the nature of how people are. When things are going well, nobody's going to complain.
Right.
It takes one incident where something serious happens and people then start complaining that, why are these people directing the traffic? I bring it back to the second point I made earlier. At the end of the day, directing traffic in an instance such as this is the responsibility of whatever metro law enforcement in the city you're living. So it could either be Tshwane or it could be Ekurhuleni or Johannesburg or whatever the case is. The point is that this is their responsibility. And they should be deploying people to these intersections to ensure that the traffic flows, especially at the busy intersections where we know blackouts are going to be occurring at a specific time. So it's not something that is unplanned. We know these things are happening. So the concern is, why are traffic law enforcers not being deployed to these areas? The second concern, of course, is that these are unqualified traffic points people, and they are directing traffic. And sometimes, I've seen it myself, sometimes in a very haphazard fashion. And it's a crash, it's an incident waiting to happen, and it could be serious, and we are raising our concern around that.
Right, and that is important. Is there any way that the AA can get involved? I don't know if this is within your scope. I guess not, because how do you train? You can train people, but they're still not authorized to do what they're doing.
Yeah, this is certainly not within our ambit. This has got to happen through traffic law enforcement. There's colleges that deal with this. They've got to take charge of this issue. But I think we're glossing over the bigger issue, Howard, and that is we don't have enough traffic law enforcers as it is in the country at the moment. We need double the amount than what we currently have. Therein lies the problem. We need to be training traffic law enforcement officers every single day by the dozens so that we can bring up that number, because that is what is going to solve the problem, or part of the problem of road safety in South Africa.
Right. I just wonder if we can't already use these guys that are clearly interested in it. Obviously, it's not a 2-hour wonder. You've got to commit to it. You've got to be available for it. You've got to be responsible, know the laws of the road, etc. So it's not just a simple thing. I do get that. But it just strikes me as an opportunity. Just taking a look at some of the messages. Here we go. Marco says a few years ago, government didn't even want the outsurance pointsman to direct traffic, and now here we are. Jeff says the beggars I see directing traffic are doing it well as the average trained cop, maybe better as they're doing it. They are doing it for handouts. Well, actually, so of it. No, I'm not going to say so of the JMPD. That, Jeff, that's rude. AA are acting like a nanny state. How about that? Traffic cops are underwhelmed and too few. Jonathan says at busy intersections during load shedding, the JMPD has a roadblock just beyond the intersection. Yeah. Well, that's how we really build.
Well, you see, Howard, that is really the issue. You know, I mean, when we mentioned this in the press release, we got out here, and thanks for the nanny state remark. I don't think that we
look. My
we
listeners are never
there yet, but
they're never going to let you off easy. You know what?
No. I mean, and you know, for anybody who has lived in a nanny state, believe me, this is far from it. when you look at one of the things you mentioned, you know, unfortunately, you have a very busy intersection that is without lights because of blackouts, and a kilometer down the road, and there's nobody manning that intersection. There's no private points people. There's no beggars or car guards that are doing it, and there should be no traffic law enforcement officers that are doing it. But around the corner, a kilometer down the road, is a massive roadblock staffed by 10 or 15 traffic officers checking for expired vehicle licenses. Now, you know, that, in our opinion, is a situation that cannot hold. And we are concerned about that. And that's exactly why we're saying traffic law enforcement needs to up its game in terms of dealing with this issue. And therefore, it needs double the amount of people than what it currently has. You know, we are not promoting we are not saying that, you know, people mustn't help where they think they can help. We are flagging an issue that is potentially going to become majorly problematic if there's an incident and there are untrained, unqualified people who are directing that traffic.
Clayton, I don't think we could argue that. I think what you're saying is right. I think that South Africans just, you know, we just so appreciate people helping out. I think that's what it is. Moshe says, I think it's amazing that people actually listen to them as if they are real traffic officers. It couldn't happen in most other countries. It is true. It is very interesting that people actually listen to them. Charles says, we can certainly not expect the JMPD to do their jobs. Yeah. So this is obviously it's so interesting what an emotive conversation this is. And there's definitely a groundswell of support and gratitude towards these people helping out, which is an interesting one. But that doesn't, of course, and just to defend Leighton and the AA on this, they need to raise this as a concern. These people are not trained, and we're grateful to them, and we love people stepping in and helping out, but it doesn't mean that something can't go wrong. Leighton Baird, spokesperson for the AA. Sorry, everybody, my listeners were ill-behaved this morning. Gave your hard time, but I guess that's where we are in South Africa at the moment. 7:31, I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.